This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Everything from the midlife crisis to the habit of people buying new cars and some of them actually expecting them to go up in value, apparently. We talked about that tonight. With you in the studio is Ian,
Melody,
and Mark.
Something else that's been going down over time in the last decade or so is newsroom employment. Got some of the numbers from the Pew Research Center. As you might imagine, the newspaper rooms are suffering the biggest slashes, but it's happening across the board almost.
Radio news departments are almost extinct.
They almost don't exist. Yeah, that's true.
So I'm surprised if those aren't, those are probably not included.
They are, but they're pretty low to start with, so there's not really anything to talk about with radio. So again, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Also, the director that came up the other week, I think it was last week, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, who was fired from that project, has now been supported by his cast members on the movie. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Mark, I know you'd pick that one for
tonight.
Got it,
yeah.
But, Melody, we had just wrapped up the first hour with the beginnings of a story about a police officer in a small town who served a search warrant, apparently, or was it an arrest warrant? A search warrant? Against the mayor?
Search warrant.
Against basically the city offices and the police department.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to arrest the mayor? And the police chief?
I don't think he...
The story did. You said was coming from the Blue Lives Matter website. It was within the first paragraph, I think, that it said. He made some arrest, though, right? In this?
Filed charges.
That's different from an arrest.
That could go either way.
Okay.
I'm not familiar enough with that.
So filing charges could mean he just went down to the courthouse and said, I believe that... You know, Chief so-and-so has done X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, usually when cops file charges, when they're allowed to do that, it's...
An arrest?
With an arrest, that's not necessarily... I can't speak.
Yeah, it would seem less likely that he would go and actually arrest the chief, right, as opposed to just going in and creating a court case against him. So, anyway, go ahead with the rest of the story.
Yeah, so then it goes on, New Holland police officer, Sergeant... Brad Mick filed a whistleblower protection affidavit with the New Holland Fiscal Office officer Marvis, I don't know how to say that last name, a week before he arrived.
So a whistleblower affidavit would give you a lot of protections.
In theory. A week before he arrived at a special meeting of the village council and served Mayor Claire Butch Betsko with a court summons. Yeah, so it doesn't sound like he arrested him. So it sounds like one of those
mayor's name is
kind
Butch?
Of deals.
The mayor's name? Okay, gotcha.
The Fayette Advocate reported that Sergeant Michael Mick filed the same whistleblower protection affidavit with the mayor, police chief, and the New Holland Village Council Vice President Greg Shaw, which reads...
So this is like a conspiracy that goes all across the top of this town's government.
Basically. Yeah, so then they quote the whistleblower protection motion, which should protect him, in theory, against being fired.
He was fired,
not
wasn't
being
he?
Paid. Yes, he was.
Okay.
Being transferred or reassigned, denying a promotion, and
so what are the allegations against these people?
That
does it talk about
they,
that?
Yeah, that they committed perjury.
Perjury. All right. And presumably he has evidence of this?
Yes.
Okay.
So on Monday night after he served the mayor, Sergeant Mick served New Holland Interim Police Chief David Conrad in his office with a court summons for the charges against him and was fired on the spot.
Wow.
Because of course he was.
Right, the interim police chief.
So I'm curious if that's even legal to fire the guy on the spot who's just said that they're,
That doesn't mean they didn't do it.
Yeah.
The 420 rally is not legal either. It still happens.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It has my interest.
What else do we need to know?
Yes. So then basically he announced to the press that he got fired. He later announced...
Everybody was aghast.
Yeah. This is a town of 800 residents, so of course that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. What in the world does a town of 800 residents need a police department for? The county can't service them?
So they... there are other issues there, but it seems to be a volunteer police department.
Okay,
so he got
volunteer?
Fired from the yes, he didn't even...
Is that a thing? I mean, I've heard of volunteer fire people before.
My dad was part of the Sheriff's Posse, which was a volunteer organization.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I remember Val Silver was the GM at the radio station.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's a firing per se. Like, people talk loosely, like, I got fired from this volunteer position, or I got fired from this MPO.
Yeah.
What said he was
a
sergeant?
Is that a firing, technically? I don't know.
Can you get to the level of sergeant in these different volunteer organizations?
I don't see why
sure.
not.
Or aren't you always just like a posse member?
Well, I can tell you my volunteer fire department, which has one paid member, which is the chief, has a lieutenant chief, has lieutenants. I don't think there's any captains, maybe.
Gotcha.
But,
so they got ranks.
Yeah, they have ranks.
Yeah, but you still want, you know, a non-chaotic structure, even if you're a volunteer organization.
All right.
So he then reported to the press shortly thereafter because he had to, of course he had to move. And if you're not very stupid, you know, already know that he had to move.
He physically left the town, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
So
he physically shouldn't drive through it either.
Yeah.
So, definitely not. So, and this is the part that kind of makes it sound like it's the Onion, but it's not. On July 5th, the Columbia's Dispatch reported Chief Williams, Jason Lawless, had resigned his position and claimed he was moving out of the state for his wife's job. That was the guy who was involved in some of these searches.
So wait, the chief, that's who the interim police chief was replacing, and it was the interim police chief who fired the sergeant who was investigating everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. And the chief left for what reason again?
For his wife's job.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this guy was a volunteer or not.
So the chief wasn't really even involved. I mean,
the original chief.
Well, yes, he was, because the original search warrant was issued because he... Yeah, so according to the search warrant signed...
By a judge, really, presumably.
Yeah. Yes, a judge actually signed it. It's by Municipal Court Judge Gary Dumb. Chief
Dumb?
Yeah.
Judge Dumb. All Chief right. Lawless.
Chief Lawless and Judge Dumb, all right.
Chief Conrad is suspected of forging former Chief Lawless's signature on a form that was submitted to the Ohio Attorney General's office on July 16th.
Uh-oh.
The form was required to change the police chief status from chief to reserve officer and had also been signed by the mayor. In the affidavit
What does that mean? I mean, I'm not expecting you to know the answer to this, but... What does it mean to change his status from chief to reserve officer? Is the idea that he's leaving town so they're going to put him on the reserves in this volunteer department? I'm not even sure what that
means. I mean, it's a change in job title of some kind.
Where's the scandal here? I mean, I understand what he's saying is that, oh, well, this new interim police chief forged the old police chief's signature on this paperwork reduce his status to a reserve officer.
I don't know if that's a reduction or a promotion, but...
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
That sounds like a fire and offense to me.
I mean, if I go around forging documents at my job, I go to jail. But most jobs, you get fired.
I'm not saying that it's good that he forged this person's signature. I'm just wondering, what's the benefit of this? I mean, if somebody's going to forge a signature, it's probably to get some sort of pecuniary benefit, right? Like some kind of money, some kind of thing.
If you forge a signature without pecuniary benefit, then you probably haven't committed the same crime as if there is, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering, what is the motivation here, ostensibly, for this forgery in the first place? Again, I'm not expecting you to know. But just asking out loud, for anybody that wants to weigh in, you're welcome to. The number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there more intrigue?
So are you telling
here?
Me the guy that served all these warrants and just wandered around is the good guy?
I don't think there are any good guys.
Well, he could be a bad guy, too, but maybe he's trying to play for power and get rid of the other bad guys.
Yeah.
Who knows? Is there more intrigue here? Or we pretty much got the story.
Yeah, there was witnesses, and that's about it.
All right, 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Is Blockbuster completely done? We'll tell you about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com, Zencash.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's say you have a business, a small business, and you've got an existing accountant or a bookkeeper, and you're tired of paying what you're paying, and you'd rather have a real certified anarchist on the line. Now, I don't know if you can actually get a certification of being an anarchist, but Melanie, you probably...
I can get one from BitCop or whatever it's called.
BitCop?
Yeah, that, I think.
I didn't know probably. They were certifying anarchists.
I don't know. I mean, they certify things.
They might. So anyway, you're a real anarchist. You're here every week talking about anarchy and such. And you're also a tax professional, so you can help people reduce the amount of damage that the government is doing to them and keep more money, hopefully, after they hire you. And, Mark, you said you hired Melanie and that it actually paid for itself by doing that.
Yep, and that's first year, yep.
So how's everything going on the tax world these days?
Yeah, so most people don't have a whole lot of taxes going on right now, but I'm actually doing some contract work for a firm right now. I have a couple of steady clients also.
Contract work meaning bookkeeping stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless you're behind, what people would need right now would be bookkeeping, which is me not only keeping up with your books, but going through and saying, you know, maybe you can move this around or that around, incur this expense, don't incur that expense, so that at the end of the year, you'll get robbed for less than you otherwise would.
And you can be reached by going to tax.freetalklive.com, T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com. That'll take you straight to Melanie's website, where there are ways to get in touch with her, schedule an initial kind of consulting appointment, I presume?
Yeah, so I usually talk with people either in person or on the phone, depending on where you are, so we can set stuff up.
Yeah, so get in touch with Melanie. She can help you. You know, small business owner, individuals, couples, people that need help with taxes, she can help you. Tax.freetalklive.com. Let's get to some different news, unless there's something else that's particularly burning about this cop story. You know, he got fired. We don't know what the allegations, whether
they're
true
or not. Yeah, there are just a bunch of witnesses that say, or willing to say, that the signature was...
A signature forged by an interim police chief on a document falsifying the previous chief's signature. The sergeant in the department basically filed charges against the mayor and the police chief as a result of alleged collusion on this document. So
he also filed a charge against the chief for harassing a journalist.
Okay. Well, good for this guy. I mean, I hope it really pans out. It's very rare that we ever hear updates on these stories, so I hope we get an update on this, but it's hard, man. It's hard to come across that news. When
right.
It's just like a little town, we happen to see the headline on this, very rare that we see any updates.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's just suing for his job back, so...
He probably wants to be the chief.
Yeah, I mean, like, best case scenario, like, he's not the good guy here, right? There are no good guys in this story, except for maybe the witnesses and the journalist, maybe. So
a cop that wants his department to operate above board and by the law is a good guy.
Is that what he wants, or does he just want the position?
Does he want the position? Yeah.
I don't know what he
so
wants.
So he can abuse people.
But
from
I'm saying
the
I'm
chief's
willing to
chair.
Make that statement.
I bet if we went into this town, we could find people who were abused by this sergeant at some point.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Well, I mean, he's a cop. That's kind of my definition.
So, in other news, the Anchorage Daily News, we just happened to come across this one last night. It was earlier, I think, this year, maybe late 2017, when we read the story about the fact that there are actually Blockbuster Video locations, physical locations...
That still exist.
...of this relic, you know, that are actually in business, still existing. And it turns out that there aren't nearly as many now. So, it's been less than a year since we talked about this story. And at the time, there were, I think, 7 to 8... different locations. Most of them were in Alaska. There were a couple of them in Oregon and a couple in Texas.
And I don't think young people will ever know the kind of excitement that there is as a young person running into a video store, getting, you know...
getting your hands on the last copy of,
yeah,
you know,
the copy's gonna, you know, the video's gonna be there. Your, you know, mom and dad put whatever restrictions. You can get a 99-cent video, or whatever it is, right? They have whatever restriction, and working within those restrictions, the candy, begging for the candy, begging for the popcorn, because they had all kinds of the upgrades there on the way out. And this was a ritual in America.
The Saturday night or Friday night.
For
you know,
so
ritual.
Many families. Yeah. They would spring for this amount of, you know, $4, $5, $6, $7, $8, and everybody would go back, and we'd watch the video, pause it while everybody went to the bathroom, the whole thing, and it was a big deal.
Story from Anchorage Daily News. Headline, Alaska's last two Blockbuster stores are closing, leaving just one in the United States. The two remaining Blockbuster stores in Alaska are set to close, marking the end of an era in what has been long one of the video rental business's last strongholds. The stores, one on DeBar Road.
I don't know that a few stores in Alaska is a stronghold. I mean, the company's out of business, and these organizations, these stores, just
It's a weak hold.
Yeah, just bought the name, but all right.
What happened, actually, I don't know if they get into it here, but what we learned the last time when we talked about this was when Blockbuster went under, which was like most of a decade ago, basically.
That sounds right.
2010, 2011, something like that. When Blockbuster basically closed the chain, there were some independently owned stores that still wanted to stay open. And so what happened was, I think it was DirecTV purchased the Blockbuster branding.
Okay.
They purchased the name with the big block letters and, you know, whatever licensing rights came along
with
it.
Can't imagine what they're going to do with it, but all right.
They put up some kind of a, like, they're using it on their website as just a branding that, you know, people in the Gen X are familiar with, right? Like, that's all. Okay. I don't think it's really anything else besides that. And then they allowed DirecTV, allowed these other stores to continue using the name by paying some sort of licensing fee to them to do that.
Okay.
That's basically it. The stores in Anchorage and another in Fairbanks, and by the way, this show is on in Anchorage.
What would be the point in continuing to pay? As a business owner who ran a video store.
To keep paying for the licensing
to
fee?
To pay for the licensing fee of the Blockbuster name.
You mean as opposed to just changing the name of the store to Fairbanks Video or something like that?
Right. At what price point?
There might be something in the contract that prohibits that.
Of going out of business and starting a new store in the same location?
That could be.
Maybe.
Okay.
But the company you contracted with is basically out of business. I mean, I guess the contract would still continue on.
And then as a bankrupt corporation, they would be legally required to sue you.
So the story,
or just as a corporation, they would be almost legally required.
This story, by the way, was written a couple weeks ago. So it's basically these stores are essentially closed at this point. They closed a couple weeks ago for rental business. According to a post on their Facebook page, they will reopen at noon Tuesday for an inventory sale that will run through July and August. So they may still have, if they haven't sold out of their inventory yet, they may still be open, these two stores in Alaska, but they are on their way under.
Right, the going out of business. The gob sale is on.
The closures leave just one store standing in the United States. That's Bend, Oregon. Thursday's news follows a smattering of other recent Blockbuster closures across the state, which had 13 Blockbusters in 2013 and was down to 9 stores by 2016. Kevin Damood, general manager at the DeBar location, says it's tough to tell the customers. It really is. They're like family. It's hard to say goodbye. As Blockbuster stores disappeared from most of the lower 48 in recent years, the brand long managed to persist in Alaska. We'll tell you why coming up here in moments, but it's over now. 855.
It's got internet connectivity.
450 free. That's 855-450-3733. And then there's actually a kind of interesting news piece filmed at the last remaining Blockbuster.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is welcoming Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte to the White House. The President and Prime Minister then held a press conference. One of the big highlights of that joint press conference was when the President talked about Iran.
I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know that they're ready yet. They're having a hard time right now. But I ended the Iran deal. It was a ridiculous deal.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said he would support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh today. Paul did say he has some concerns regarding the judge's views on surveillance and privacy issues. Senator Lindsey Graham says Kavanaugh is going to get confirmed, no problem.
When it comes to Brett Kavanaugh, I have zero doubt he's going to be on the Supreme Court before the end of October. He's highly qualified, well-deserving.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 144 points to close the day at 25,306. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You dial on in here toll-free at 855-453, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. There's also our Discord on-air call-in line room. If you want to share your memories of the video store. Now, there are actually some video stores that still exist out there, I'm pretty sure. But Blockbuster...
They're dying a slow death.
They are. Just like newspapers, for instance, and I've got some news about newsrooms going down as well, as far as the employment, the number of people employed by newsrooms across the United States. We'll tell you about that on the way here tonight. And, Mark, you have a story about the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, an update on him being fired from that franchise and what's going on there. With you in the studio tonight, you do have Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you need to know about the Tom Woods podcast. Tom Woods is a libertarian that a lot of folks became familiar with during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He has written over a dozen books. He's a New York Times bestselling author. And one of his books is The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom has been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's racked up nearly 1,200 episodes so far, including great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here, we're sharing with you the latest news on the fall of Blockbuster. Yeah, you thought they were gone, right? Well, they're almost gone.
Just about.
There were basically like a dozen or so stores remaining after the chain essentially went under back in the turn of this decade. but they've sort of been kind of eking along and then slowly dropping off the radar, and now they've dropped down to where there's just one more store remaining. And
in Bend, Oregon.
We're going to hear more about that here in moments, but first let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Matthew in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, guys. This question is specifically for Melanie. I understand she does taxes.
She does.
Yes.
Is there a statute of limitation on tax fraud and or evasion cases?
But it's fraud what or invasion?
Tax fraud or evasion.
So, generally speaking, and there are things that control statutes of limitation in general, but generally speaking, the statute of limitations on that is 6 years. When that 6 years starts is going to be more of a question on an evasion case or failure to file case. That's for criminal penalties. The IRS typically does not go after you beyond 3 years unless there's a lot of zeros after that number or you have done something to specifically anger them.
Okay. I was just curious because this guy Manafort, Trump's campaign delegate wrangler, he's supposed to be going on trial this week. And from what I'm given to understand, they looked at these issues that they're supposed to be trying him on back in 2006 and said, ain't nothing here. Go on. Go away. And now they have decided, oh, no, there's plenty here.
Yeah, so this is kind of one of the few times when you actually will get prosecuted. Most people will not get actually criminally prosecuted for things like tax fraud. Those are typically political cases, and they're typically not the IRS sitting in a room somewhere being like, oh, let's prosecute this person. Those are typically from on high. And
like when they went after Wesley Snipes? Something like that?
I'm not familiar with that, but like when they went after Al Capone. Now, okay. Al Capone was a bad guy, but they didn't arrest him because he committed tax evasion. They arrested him for tax evasion.
That. Okay, well, that answers my question. And one thing about Blockbuster's going under.
Yeah.
Now we won't be able to get our copy of Leprechaun 55.
Damn it. Hey, Matthew, before you go, where are you in Louisiana?
I'm in, right now I'm on the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway, but I live in Metairie, Louisiana, which is right outside of New Orleans. It's
now, like are there any video stores in Metairie? Are there any video rental stores?
It's Metairie.
There are in some of the poor neighborhoods, and that's where the folks go to get their direct-to-video schlocky horror movies.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, there is still a market for video stores that specialize in things like dubbed European films or horror movies and that sort of thing. You can still pull that off. Video Renaissance is a store that is probably...
Is still around?
I believe they're still there.
Yeah. Thanks, Matthew, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The story again from Anchorage Daily News reporting on two of the last three Blockbuster video stores. The last time we reported on this was within a year from today, I'm pretty sure, and there were maybe like eight or nine of them at that time. So they've really fallen off even more over the last year after the whole chain went out of business back in 2010, 2011. But the story here continues where Blockbuster stores disappeared from most of the lower 48 in recent years. The brand has long managed to persist in Alaska, until now. Some have said expensive internet is one reason why.
That was my thought.
The stores have also been a destination for some who just visit for the nostalgia. For years now in Alaska, announcements have cropped up every few months that another Blockbuster will shut its doors.
You better visit any video store in your town quickly for the nostalgia, because it's coming to an end.
The Wasilla, North Pole, and Solbutna stores closed this year, as did another Anchorage location. Alan Payne, who owns the Alaska stores through a Texas-based Blockbuster licensee called Border Entertainment, said he and his team determined about 9 months ago that it wouldn't make sense to renew any more of their leases on the stores that remained. The leases on the last two Blockbusters are up at the end of August. The last locations are still making a profit, he said, but that profit has been declining at a rapid pace. He says, quote, "It's always a kind of kick in the pants every time we close a store. But it's been going on for so long that the shock has worn off, frankly," he said, and he's based in Austin. He says, finally, "This is not going to come back. We can't string this out any longer without creating some financial problems," unquote. Border Entertainment used to own Blockbuster stores in Texas as well, but those have also closed. Alongside Blockbuster, there are other independent video stores in Anchorage and Fairbanks. "It's not just streaming services that have hurt the rental business," said Payne, attributing the decline in part to how smartphones and social media have changed the way people spend their free time. "Then there are people who go to Blockbuster who don't even come inside." A Facebook post near the end of June on the Blockbuster Alaska page read, quote, "We see you out there taking selfies in front of our stores. Show them to us." Now, you got to be careful when you're on the internet and it comes to Blockbuster social media.
Right, because there's a lot of comedy out there.
Well, there is a there's a hilarious let's see. It's on Twitter, and it's called. There may be a Facebook version as well, but it's on Twitter as Lone Blockbuster. And this is actually what sparked me to look up Blockbuster again,
right?
Because I found this Twitter page, @LoneBlockbuster, the last Blockbuster is what it's called,
yes.
And it's a total joke page, but I had to make sure that it was actually a joke page and not just a good, like a Blockbuster with a really good sense of humor.
Right.
And so I looked at the claim of where its location was, and I couldn't find that there was actually a Blockbuster in that location.
Taking Google Earth and looking.
That led me to actually look, well, does Blockbuster actually still have stores? And it turned out it did. But anyway, if you're looking for a good laugh, check out the last Blockbuster on Twitter, one of their most recent posts from July 27th. "Congrats to the Little League team we sponsor on a stellar 2-11 season. Enjoy the pizza party, you talentless hacks." It's right up there with the nihilist Arby's page.
Yeah, which is glorious.
All right, so there's a little bit more here about the last Blockbuster. We're going to learn about it. It's in Bend, Oregon, and there's this cool little story that a news company did on people going to sort of like make a pilgrimage to the last Blockbuster, taking their kids to show them what things were like in the 1980s and
90s. It's not a pilgrimage for you to drive your car.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCM10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you are on our website enjoying the content that we share with you there, the decade-plus worth of audio archives, the year's worth of video that you can link over to, the chat rooms that we have on our Discord server, so much free content given to you over at freetalklive.com. If you appreciate the work that we do, if you like the fact that we're talking about the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program. It is amp.freetalklive.com. It's a very elite group of listeners that has joined the AMP program. It's actually less than 200 people. So please, your help is much appreciated. It makes a big difference for us, and it allows us to effectively market the show to new radio stations, bring new stations on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's worth $5 a month to you, well, you'll also get some pretty cool perks as a result of being an amplifier. You can go and learn more about it over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We are hearkening back to the past, back to the 1980s and the late 80s and the 90s, where Blockbuster Video had many locations. I think it was like over 9,000 or something. It was, it was everywhere. Down to now just one remaining as the Fairbanks, Alaska, and Anchorage.
Time inexorably destroys all things.
Well, indeed. And there's only one store hanging on as the Alaskan locations are completely going to close. They're in the process of their final liquidation sale. Now the final store open is in Bend, Oregon. We'll tell you a little bit more about it here in moments. But first we go to Eric. And if you want to share your memories of the video store, you're welcome to in this eulogy here. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Right on. I'm calling in about cryptocurrency.
Yes, sir.
So I'm on board, right?
That could have saved Blockbuster, by the way. If they'd started taking crypto in 2011, they would still be here today.
They would have got some gains and then still had a horrible business model.
Sorry, go ahead, Eric.
So, like, I want to get on board with this Bitcoin, you know?
Yeah.
So I got a wallet on my computer several weeks ago, and I was like, man, I'm going to buy some Bitcoin. I got on to Bitcoin.com and went to – they had recommended coin – like I went on to a place that sells the most popular one. I don't know if you want me to name names.
Okay.
But tried to set up an account, you know, which required that I – give them more identification than are required when I set up a bank account.
Which company was this?
Coinbase.
Okay.
Coinbase is white market.
That would have been my guess, but yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm cool with that. They got to know who I am. I understand. I want to do this legitimately, mm-hmm. right? So I give them all this information, link them to my bank account.
Yep.
So they, you know, they could run away with the kingdom, all my savings and everything.
They could.
And I said, okay, guys, I want to buy some Bitcoin. So I get onto my account on their line. They won't sell it to me. My limits aren't high enough. So we wait a week, and they deem my limits high enough after a week.
And I
say, okay, time to buy some Bitcoin. So I said, I want to buy $500 worth of, just not a whole lot, but I'm starting out, right?
Yeah. I mean,
not even a tenth. That's
Friday.
Not even a tenth of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, right. That was Friday. They are promising me that by Saturday I'm going to get it. And then it'll just be in my account on their website. I'm skeptical.
Right.
It's going to end up in my wallet.
Yeah, so that's how exchanges work.
It's going to be a currency that's going to be widely used.
Yeah.
They got to work out some bugs, man.
Okay, so...
Yeah, so that's how exchanges work in general, not just with cryptocurrency. If I go buy stock on an exchange, I'm not going to get it.
No, I got stocks on an exchange, and you got to submit ID. A bank transfer takes 24 to 48 hours.
Right,
I can move funds from any of my stock accounts with the quickness.
So let me explain to you what you're experiencing here. You're going through Coinbase, which is sort of like the big bank of crypto, basically. They're slow. They're invasive. They want to know everything
about
you.
Scared to death of the government.
Yeah, they're very obedient to the government. So like a lot of exchanges, you do have to apply with all kinds of identifying information. But unlike the other exchanges, Melanie, Coinbase is the only one that takes a week to deliver your cryptocurrency. If you were to put your, for instance, use a wire transfer to send money to an exchange, it would usually be there the same day, like you're talking about, Eric. And in fact, Coinbase actually does accept wire transfer, but the method you sound like you've used is their ACH method, where they will withdraw from your account via ACH, which takes longer. It can take a few days, and then Coinbase, for whatever reason, takes longer than the transaction itself.
Well, Coinbase is also a startup that is not necessarily big enough for the volume that they have.
Oh, no. They're quite big. They actually have their own exchange called GDAX, and you can wire into
Coinbase.
That
has nothing to do with their number of employees.
Okay, but they're big. They've got a lot of volume. They have
a lot of
trades.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They haven't grown
the Bitcoin world
enough to support their volume.
This has nothing to do with the delays. The Coinbase delays have been there for years. It's always been that way with Coinbase. If you order through their ACH system, it's going to take a week.
I think it's corporate culture.
It's just the way they've got their thing set up. It may be so there's in a couple extra days to make sure the funds have cleared and aren't going to get pulled. I don't know why they have it being 5 or 6 business days, but that's just their policy. There are other ways to get Bitcoin that are much faster. Like I said, the exchanges, the other ones.
I think every other way to get Bitcoin is faster.
Is faster than Coinbase, yeah. There's also localbitcoins.com where there's some risk of fraud, but generally you're going to get what you want the same day, usually within about an hour or two. There's also the Bitcoin vending machines, which you can go to coinatmradar.com. You can look and see if there's any of them near you. I don't know how many of them are in Iowa, but there may be one. And then you literally just walk in, put cash into a machine, and you get your Bitcoin. I would say that you don't have to worry. The Bitcoins are going to show up. It's just going to take a week when it comes to Coinbase. So there are many ways to get Bitcoin that's faster than that, but you're sort of going through... Yeah, one of the more affordable ways. I think Coinbase only charges like 1.5% for this particular fee. But on the other side, it's going to take you a long time to actually get the coin.
No, I appreciate the insight.
Yeah, there you go. So just hold on, man. It's likely coming. You just have to be patient.
I think he's right that it needs to be easier for people to get into crypto. And Bitcoin.com usually has the best ways to do that.
Well, Bitcoin.com will sell it to you directly. I've never tried that, but I know there is a way to do that.
And that's fast.
And I'm not sure. You've tried it?
As I understand it, it's quite quick. I've been in their
offices.
You've
never tried it?
No.
Okay, got it. So, Eric, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. So They're talking about the last Blockbusters, the ones that are closing in Alaska. Two of the remaining three stores in the process of their final liquidation right now. They're talking about the people who go to Blockbuster but don't even go inside. And the Blockbuster in Alaska was apparently tweeting about them, asking them to come, basically come in because they're just standing outside taking selfies. Kelly Vey, the district manager for Fairbanks, sees people. I'm amazed they even have a district manager. What are you managing? There's only one store in that district. Sees people in summer and winter alike hopping out of their cars to snap photos, then drive off. She says, "I wish they'd
That's gotta be annoying."
Yeah, she says, "I wish they'd come in and buy something all day long." I joke that I need to put a picture of somebody in the window to photobomb them. In the Fairbanks area, Vey said the challenge of getting speedy, affordable internet service is one thing that brought people to the store. The news of the closure has been devastating to regular customers, she said. It's kind of emotional. I'm getting some tears, getting lots of hugs. The Anchorage location recently acquired Russell Crowe memorabilia, including a jockstrap Crowe wore in the 2005 movie Cinderella Man, gifted to the store by John Oliver's HBO show Last Week Tonight. I'm guessing they did a piece on the last Blockbusters.
Yes, and, you know, they are a great comedy.
The memorabilia is probably going back to the owner, which is fine because I don't want a jockstrap in my house, said the manager. It's not clear what will happen to the memorabilia, said the owner. He added his team had explained to people involved with Oliver's show the stores probably would not be open for much longer. He said, quote, "We were very upfront with them, and they said, that's okay. We want you to have it anyway." He said, "I'm not sure what we're going to do with it." At the Bend location in Oregon, General Manager Sandy Harding said there are no plans to close. She was shocked to learn that her store will soon be the only one left in the country.
Shocked, I tell you.
Yep. She said, quote, "Alaska had always been, I thought they'd outlast us. If you'd asked me 14 years ago, there's no way I'd thought we'd be the last one. It just seems a little crazy." Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I don't think there's a video store left here in Keene, New Hampshire.
No, there was one that strangely, so the video store closed down, and really, really, really strangely, a video store and bookstore, a video bookstore moved into that same slot.
That's true. It's a new, mostly new video slash books, but there is, I believe, a used section, but it's not a rental store.
It's not a rental store, but I mean, you know.
I agree with you. I was surprised.
It was as though they wanted to play Russian roulette.
Yeah, I was surprised when an old media distributor opened up in that spot. But I don't think there are any more rental stores around here. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.